Not much of a problem if you move here from Houston. You won't miss the humidity.
You will not.
Hey, if you got a little money burning a hole in your pocket and you're looking to own a little piece of Arizona history and can make the $100,000 deposit required, you'd bid on the Little Daisy Hotel up for sale in Jerome today, hitting the auction block. It's a 1919 vintage home, 8-bedroom, 7-bathroom, originally designed to house miners for the area, turned into a hotel, now a private residence. It's on 3.45 acres and expected to go between $2 and $4 million.
There you go.
Except for the price, Romy, it sounds like a good place for you. Lots of bedrooms.
Enough for all the kids.
Can I do a little quick follow-up? We've been talking about, a couple weeks ago, we were talking about pest and the wasp thing. So I bought a couple of those little sensors. They're like an ultrasonic device you put out. It's supposed to be for outside for wasp and things, but when it comes to you, it says do not use outside. So I put it in the shade, and I really think it's making a difference. And your sister's trying one. So you plug it in, and it sends out little ultrasonic rays, waves for 400 to 800 feet. However, your sister had a couple observations. She said, though the wasps are down, so are the bees, so are the birds. And she's really noticed that. And then somebody else texted us and said, hey, if you have rodents, like if you're going to use those in your house, like my dad used them for critters, but you can't use them if you have pet critters like hamsters. I don't know what it would do to them, but they probably don't like it very much. They'd probably be very unhappy. So you know, if you decide to try one, let us know, you know, because the wasp thing is just getting to be a bigger deal. And it does seem like as soon as you hit the water, they're attracted to that movement. So, you know, just kind of, I'm going to keep watching. I'll keep you posted.
Yeah, it's just peculiar how issues come and go. And we've been doing this show for almost 32 years. I can remember a couple calls about bees in swimming pools. But I've never gotten the phone calls we've gotten this year on wasps.
Everybody. And you know,
everybody's talking about it.
So let us know if you try them.
Oh, well, I'm going to be curious to watch Karen's observation. Does it impact the birds? I may go build a little umbrella in the garden, put it out there, and keep the birds off my maters. All right, let's take a little review, Gary and Romy, on what the takeaways are for today. Greg Peterson, urban farmer, had a lot of information on water harvesting.
Rainwater, gray water, condensate water, just reusing, repurposing, stacking functions at your home, castle, or cabin. Smart water use, smart stewardship for the desert Southwest.
And we're not talking about buckets. I mean, we're talking, you were talking about the shade you built for the horses. It's going to generate, 24,000 gallons a year?
A year. Yeah, according to the numbers he gave, 600 square foot.
For 1,000 square feet, every inch of rain generates 600 gallons.
Yeah, so multiplying that over the size of the roof that will be when we're done, that'll divert 20,000 gallons of rainwater into the pecan orchard a year.
That's awesome. And the horses will be happy, too.
Yeah, and instead of just making the stall soupy muddy, you know.
Absolutely, yeah.
Diverts it all right into the orchard.
So I was surprised to hear that they have now legalized gray water throughout Arizona. There was a long time, the last time I looked into it, and it's been a good long while ago, a client back in the 90s wanted to do it. And at that time, Tucson was the only city that would allow you to even go to City Hall and talk about it. So it's interesting that they've progressed to the point that with certain guidelines, it's legal throughout Arizona. I think that's critical. I really do. So that was our outdoor living segment in the 8 o'clock hour. In the 9 o'clock hour, we talked about brand new technology that's rolling out. I say it's brand new technology. They've been playing with it for about 20 years. Perfected technology in the world of air conditioning with a system called SunTrack. And I'm telling y'all, folks, you shouldn't be considering an air conditioning quote for new equipment at your house without taking a look at this. It is harvesting the energy of the sun and aiding and abetting your air conditioner to let it do the same work it's doing now with half the effort and half the electricity.
Andrew broke it down really nicely. So you've got solar panels. Those are photovoltaic. It's taking the light and turning it into electricity. This is taking the heat and directing the heat into the refrigerant, reducing the workload of the compressor. Your compressor is the hardest working, most expensive part of your air conditioning. So basically, you're reducing the amount of work your compressor has to be two-stage or variable speed and qualifies for the tax.
That's the solar tax credit. And then in this hour, we wrapped up on security systems with an unbelievable offer from Technisecurity, 877-835-6287, being offered only to Rosie on the House listeners. It's one more way we do our best to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend.